And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 25th of February, 2015. It was on this day, 1570, Queen Elizabeth I was excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church and declared a heretic, whereupon Parliament declared it treason to call the Queen a heretic, which put English Catholics in a bind. They had to choose between renouncing their loyalty to the Catholic Church or paying heavy fines for committing treason. Elizabeth had tolerated Catholics worshiping in private, but when Catholic rebellions broke out in northern England and Ireland, her government began persecuting Catholics, rounding up Jesuit priests and killing them on the grounds that they were conspiring against England with Spain. It's the birthday of Anthony Burgess, Manchester, England, 1917, diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor when he was about 40, given a year to live. He wrote at a furious pace, produced 5 novels during that year, and at the end of it, he didn't die. In fact, he lived for 30-plus more years, produced 30 more books, including the one he's most famous for, A Clockwork Orange. Eventually, lung cancer claimed him in 1993. Anthony Burgess, who said, "The ideal reader of my novels is a lapsed Catholic and a failed musician, short-sighted, colorblind, auditorily biased, who has read the books that I have read." It was on this day, 1919, Oregon became the first state to levy a gasoline tax. They had launched a Get Oregon Out of the Mud campaign to build better highways, and a Republican state legislator, Loyal Graham, hit upon the gas tax as a way to make the people who use the roads pay for them. Within 10 years, all 48 states had levied gasoline taxes. It's the birthday of Larry Gelbart, Chicago, 1928, who wrote the long-running TV series MASH, also the Broadway musical A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, and the movies Oh God and Tootsie. It's the birthday of Frank Chin, Berkeley, 1940, author of The Chicken Coop Chinaman, in which he wrote, "I am the natural-born rag-mouth, speaking the motherless bloody tongue, no real language of my own to make sense with, so out comes everybody else's trash that don't conceive. I am a Chinaman, a miracle synthetic, drip-dry and machine-washable." And it's the birthday of George Harrison, Liverpool, 1943, the youngest of 4 children of Harold and Louise, and the youngest of the 4 Beatles, joined the band when he was only 14. The other Beatles tended to treat him like a kid brother. He only got 2 tracks on each Beatles album. And when the band split in 1970, he put out a triple album, All Things Must Pass. His memoir, I, Me, Mine, came out in 1980, dedicated to gardeners everywhere. Here's a poem for today by Rita Dove entitled Dawn Revisited. Imagine you wake up with a second chance. The blue jay hawks his pretty wares, and the oak still stands, spreading glorious shade. If you don't look back, the future never happens. How good to rise in sunlight, in the prodigal smell of biscuits, eggs and sausage on the grill. The whole sky is yours to write on, blown open to a blank page. Come on, shake a leg. You'll never know who's down there frying those eggs if you don't get up and see. A poem by Rita Dove, Dawn Revisited, from On the Bus with Rosa Parks, published by Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org, and by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.